Welcome to this edition of Drone Law Pro Radio, your source of information for everything UAV. We're drone attorneys, and we speak drone.
Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. We are broadcasting today from Miami, actually South Beach, Florida, where it is sunny and beautiful today, unlike my home state of Michigan. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy you're here too. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of safety and the importance of compliance to the growth of the UAV market. We hear it all the time on our Facebook posts and on our Twitter posts, in some of the forums that we participate. There are a lot of drone pilots out there who just simply do not like the FAA. They don't want to become Part 107 pilots. They don't want to get their remote pilot certificate. They think that the Part 107 regulations finalized by the FAA this year are inappropriate or overreaching or beyond the jurisdiction of the FAA. Just fill in the blank, okay? There are pilots out there who simply do not like the UAS drone regulations. Hey, I get it, right? A lot of people get it. A lot of people understand that point of view. But let me tell you what the better approach is and why. If you are a drone pilot or drone company looking to build a drone business, you've got one fundamental choice. You can buck the FAA's rules and the Part 107 regulations. You can treat them with disgust and simply ignore them when it's convenient for you to do so. Or you can embrace the Part 107 regulations, the FAA's approach, and the regulatory framework. So which one should you do? Here is what I propose. You need to do what most of the people in the industry are doing. And believe me, many of these people, these insiders, these folks who have been part of the Part 107 experience since 2012, and the FAA really buckled down and started to develop regulations, they don't like it either. But the better course of action is to embrace the regulations, fly within the regulations, educate other pilots on the importance of flying within the rules of Part 107, and to go through the process spelled out by the FAA. If there is an incident involving a manned aircraft and a drone, or someone is seriously injured concerning a drone, or a drone crashes into a crowd, that is going to be front page headlines. So the more tolerance we have for the fly-by-night pilots or the pilots who simply want to do whatever they want, irrespective of what the FAA or Part 107 have to say about flying over crowds, for instance, well, the more problems that we're going to have. Because guess what? Just as Kevin Morris from the Minneapolis FISDO said in his recent webinar, the only thing that's ever going to get reported on in this new and emerging technology are the problems, are the injuries, are the accidents. And a lot of that reporting will be wrong. It will be way off base. But guess what? The press is not going to report the correct story once it's revealed that, oh, by the way, there wasn't a close call between a drone and a manned aircraft, or that the reason why a particular drone crashed into a structure was because of pilot error. The press is never going to report on that. So all of the population, the populace, the legislators, the state legislators, the federal legislators, the municipalities, the only thing they're ever going to see is the bad headline. They're never going to see the good headline. And guess what? The FAA and Congress can shut down or increase the regulations for drones at any time. So you tell me, what's better? Embrace the regulations, encourage safety, make sure that other pilots abide by the rules, create a conversation that embraces and supports the regulatory framework, or simply thumb your nose at the regulations and hope for the best. Those of us who are involved in this every day, who are trying to build the UAV market, know that there is only one right answer here. Drone pilots and drone companies can step it up and embrace the regulatory framework like most are doing. and to argue back against those who want to simply do whatever they want or go on rants against the FAA, saying, oh, I'm a great pilot, I don't need to comply. None of that is helpful. We have been doing new and emerging technology, regulated technology company representation since 2003. We have seen this many times before. The regulatory framework can help grow and create the market because customers need to trust UAV services, need to trust drones. And the FAA's Part 107 regulation provides a foundation for that trust. As long as people are complying, supporting, and participating in the regulatory framework. So yes, you can have your opinion and you can voice that opinion to the FAA. But when you see that Facebook post, which essentially amounts to screw the FAA, screw the regulations, you need to comment back and you need to continue to articulate the importance of the regulations and importance of compliance. My name is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer from sunny Miami, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. We're drone pilots turned for legal expertise on everything drone. Visit us at dronelaw.pro.